6 years ago, I started manifesting the symptoms of psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. It was brought on by night sweats, fevers, headaches. But in these last 6 years, I've been investigating some of the most dangerous and some of the most innocuous remedies for psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, and have discovered a lot of really interesting information about what I think is probably will become known as one of the greatest hoaxes on humanity. And this hoax that I'm talking about is the illegalization of marijuana. The illegalization of cannabis. And the reason why I say this is because in a desperate effort to come to some balance with a sometimes debilitating disease, I've discovered that there's a lot of solutions to these problems that are being obscured by, I guess probably the best way to say it is by malicious government, malicious laws that eliminate something that we've inherited for thousands of years as a solution to some of our problems for the sole benefit of companies that manufacture pharmaceuticals. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a lot of compassionate people in medicine and in the AMA and the medical industry, but what I am saying is that we've been put into a synthetic reality for medicine, for medical solutions. The reality of it is that we've had solutions for medical problems for thousands of years, and now in this last few years, these solutions have been obscured, have been eliminated, have been made illegal for no other reason than the benefit of the corporations that sell pharmaceuticals. Today the show is going to be about, I guess you could call it medical marijuana, medical cannabis. What I think a lot of people are looking for or believed to be medical marijuana is not really suitable for some of their applications, because medical marijuana has not been studied adequately with modern science. I'm here in southern Colorado right now, and we're at the Pagosa Springs Farmers Market. Today, I'm going to try to slip in and see if we can get a few words from the owner of the Green Acres Hemp Farm here in Alamosa, Colorado. Jim Strong started this business a few years ago and has been studying and producing what a lot of people don't understand the significance of, the CBD or a cannabinoid. The euphemism is CBD, and don't ask me to tell you or pronounce that, but it's most commonly referred to as CBD. Most people have heard this CBD referred to as a remedy for epileptic seizure. Most people, when they think of the marijuana application for epilepsy, think of CBD. So with that, you might say, well, what is actually happening when CBD is taken as a pharmaceutical? Well, my research and some of the things that I believe, and I'm not really sure that some are founded, is that CBD has a tendency, it's an inert or maybe an active ingredient of the marijuana, but what it does is similar to the same kind of thing that Humira or Enbrel or any of the autoimmune system drugs work. What it does, it creates a communication barrier within the brain. And what it does, it slows down the communication or the bad communication, or for that matter, all communication, of the cognitive part of your brain to the automatic functions of the brain. In other words, the autoimmune system, which is what most of the pharmaceuticals, autoimmune system pharmaceuticals, address. They don't actually cure anything. Neither does the marijuana or the CBD. What happens is it changes the communication, or it changes the way the brain communicates with the rest of the other parts of the brain. Consumption of CBD, at least this is my research, and so it's kind of difficult to justify a lot of it. And I don't compile tons and tons of information because I'm not really sure how much of it is reality. In my mind, consumption of CBD can contain or can control a lot of the out-of-control functions of the brain. I know personally of a gentleman who 6 years ago was about to go into surgery for Crohn's. It's an inflammation of the colon. It's a pretty painful experience. He was the doctors that he was seeing wanted to remove about 6 foot of his intestine and colon, and were suggesting some experimental drugs. Well, he... instead of that, he came to Colorado and he started taking a combination of different CBD compounds, and his Crohn's is pretty much in remission. And he actually now has founded one of the premier Southern Colorado dispensaries for marijuana, or for cannabis. Proper term is cannabis. Most people say that marijuana is a euphemism or a slang for cannabis. But I continue hearing reports of improvements, use of CBD or the use of medical marijuana. And I think that when you speak of medical marijuana, you have to understand that it's a pretty I guess encompassing drug in a lot of ways. And I say it's a drug because that's what it is. It's not that. And there's a lot of controversy about recreational use of marijuana. To understand application of marijuana, you need to understand that there are different effects of different combinations of the active ingredients of cannabis. The THC is the psychotropic part of the plant. It has receptors in the brain that has been established over thousands of years of consumption. These receptors are important for the delivery of CBD, in that when CBD is consumed along with THC, the THC delivers this cannabinoid to the parts of the brain that it needs to affect. Now, I'm not saying that the CBD is anything other than an inhibitor. It's slowing the brain down. I'm not saying it's a good thing, because anything that slows the activity of the brain is not necessarily helping cognitive ability. But what it does do, it gives us a chance to feel better. Most people are only looking for some kind of relief. That was my case 6 years ago when I started manifesting psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. It started off pretty pretty mildly. It wasn't really bad. And then about 3 years, it got to the point where it was the only thing that, or it controlled more of my activity or my life than other activities. So the doctors were prescribing topicals, expensive topicals. I went to one dermatologist who actually has no intention of curing or no ability or knowledge of curing any kind of autoimmune system. But what they do is they give you topicals and treatments that pretty much relieve the pain, relieve the suffering, which is that's good. That'll work. I remember I went to one dermatologist that prescribed a combination of vitamin D3 and steroids. And at the time, I didn't have insurance. So I took it to the local Walgreens and said, hey, I'd like to get a tube of this. It's a one-ounce tube. And he looked at the prescription and said, well, how would you like to pay this? And I said, well, I'll just pay it out of pocket, pay cash. And he says, well, it's going to be quite a bit. Well, I said, well, what is it, $100? I said, well, no, sir, it's going to be $830. Well, I pretty much blew that thing out. But most people that are using alternative solutions to medical problems have been driven to it by the lack of ability to get any kind of relief from the medical industrial complex. We're not really, I don't think that they really care about us as much as they care about their profit. But today, we're going to start, a little bit of a information campaign, or not necessarily information, maybe a dialogue that'll help people start thinking about other alternative means of dealing with pain, with dealing with the manifestation of illness, instead of depending solely on pharmaceuticals. The herbologists, the natural medicine healers have been doing this for thousands of years. There's other, it's not just cannabis, there's other possibilities. I know that with communication of some of the Jicarilla Apaches here, there are thousands of local remedies for different kinds of insect bites, for all kinds of debilitating inflictions. So with that, I'd like to let everybody that's listening know that this is kind of an off-the-cuff show today. Some of these things came together a little bit late today, so I'm going to try to combine it all as much as possible and get in as much as we can today. We do have only a one-hour show. We have plans to do some interviews with some of the workers at the Green Acres Farms. I have some people whose lives have been changed by the medical application. Lupus. I know that Jimbo, the owner of Green Acres Farms, has a documentary that he's working on right now of the effects of the CBD on lupus. So hopefully we won't misinform people too much. That's not my intention with this. What my intention is to open up this communication. If people would like to call in and offer some of their experiences with alternative medicine, I'd like to welcome that. But today, I think I'd like to focus on cannabis. I think that that's probably one of the best things that we can do to open up the eyes of our listeners to begin to understand some of the misunderstandings, to begin to open up to some of the possibilities. But for right now, I guess I better introduce myself. This is Captain Fred. This is the Fifth Dimension Radio. And Fifth Dimension has been previously described as a place or where all things exist simultaneously, past, present, future. But my friends, the Apaches, have explained to me that time's really just an intellectual trap that's been perpetrated by the same people that's telling us some of these other lies. But that's not the point of this show today. The point of the show today is a very specific hoax that's been played on the citizens of the world more than anything else. I know that in some countries they laugh at that the Americans can't even legally possess a green herb. But what we need to understand is that enlightenment, it only comes with questioning. Questioning this common understanding or this common dependence on the government, on the AMA, on the industrial medical complex. 1-800-313-9443. This is Captain Fred. If you'd like to call in and offer some ideas or try to contribute to the direction of this conversation, please do. The lines are open. I am working at a little bit of a disadvantage today because I am doing this broadcast by cell phone. All right. We got Jerry on Chicago right now. Jerry, what do you have to add to this? Do you have anything to say to us today that will help put us on course?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't find the cannabis all that bad. You've never heard of anybody taking a couple of tokes and then going in someplace and shooting it up. I mean, I often said this, is if everybody at the same time across the globe all toked up, there'd be no wars, no conspiracy of wars, nobody killing each other. There'd be a little bit of laughing, a little bit of giggling, a little bit of munchies, a little bit of talking, maybe a lot of talking. But there definitely wouldn't be any harm to anybody. But yet, you know, what the mainstream media or the corporate media is trying to produce is that this is all illegal. Is God grown? How can God create something naturally that's bad
exactly.
for
us? Exactly. Exactly. This is a hoax on humanity. It's a hoax.
It is, and I believe it was Warburg and Rockefeller and Carnegie that possibly put this together. That they knew about the healing effects of cannabis, and they didn't want that any part of their heliopathic ritual that they want to spread on us because they own the big man-made petrochemical pharmaceutical corporations, or started them up at least. And they got the doctors to prescribe this crap to people so they could keep them sicker and sicker and sicker, and more dope that they push on them. So,
hey, Jerry, hang on just 1 second. We got to take a break right here. Here's the music. This is Captain Fred, RBM Network. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Captain Chris, Fifth Dimension Radio, RBN Network. We have Jerry on the line from Chicago. I think you're still there, Jerry?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, you know, you're right. It doesn't do any damage. It doesn't hurt people like they said it does, unless you misuse it. You know, I think anything can be dangerous if it's used improperly. And recreational marijuana, for the most part, recreational cannabis is a cannabis that is very high in THC and very low in CBD. CBD in itself balances THC because if you've consumed equal amounts of CBD and THC, well, then the effect of the THC is kind of negated. You don't really see much of a buzz or a high that most people that use recreational THC is looking for. So you're right. You know, nobody's ever really gone crazy about it. But the truth is that there's so much misunderstanding about how you should be using medical marijuana that most people feel like, well, let's just grab a bag of weed and light it up And it's not medicinal marijuana. The CBD right now is being refined and being sold worldwide. And CBD in itself has no THC in it. It's really important, though, that people understand when you consume CBD for autoimmune or for effects that are cerebral, then you have to consume the THC to get it to the brain. The best time to do it's at night, so you don't manifest all those bad effects that you don't want. So, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Jerry? Are you following me on that?
You know, I got to agree with you, and I remember, oh, God, this is about 30 years ago. I had a girl from Germany, a girlfriend. She'd stay with me for 6 months and go back to Germany, and she was all against this. And one day my brother's wife called up and said, hey, I haven't gotten high for a while. You mind if I come over? I said, yeah, come on over. So she came over with my brother, and we sat down, and well, we were all getting high except for my girlfriend. And I told her, I said, hey, let me ask something. I said, do you trust me? And she says, yeah. I says, okay, good, because I've never steered you wrong. I said, there's four things that could possibly happen to you. I says, A, you're gonna talk a lot. B, you're going to laugh a lot. C, you might get the munchies and you might eat a lot. And four, the worst possible thing that could happen is you might just fall asleep, and it's a waste of a good buzz.
Well, Jerry, you know, there's a lot of people that that take serotonin re-inhibitors. And serotonin re-inhibitors, of course, are the Prozacs, the Foxols, all those fluoride drugs. But if you really want a good SSRI, there's nothing better than a real strong THC joint. Man, if you want to have all of your problems pretty much take its place in the hierarchy of your life, that would work really well. But that is, I guess, part of the medicinal quality of marijuana. I mean, if it can relieve stress, if it can take anxiety away, well, that's the THC part of it. But I think that the understanding of applications for marijuana have been stepped on, have been misinformed, has been illegalized to the point where people are either afraid to even discuss it. So, I don't know. I've got to figure out some way that we can equalize the amount of attention that the medical marijuana has to the pharmaceutical corporations. But the pharmaceutical corporations, I think, are part of the heart of the tyranny machine, part of the television. Well, anyway, maybe I'm droning a little bit too much about this. But on the second half of the show today, we're going to be at the farmer's market here. I'm close by. Hopefully Jim's not too busy to have a short conversation with us about what he's doing at Green Acres Farms. If anybody would like to take a look at this, they have a website right now that is under development. They're doing a lot of research. This whole industry's beginning to get technical. It's greenacreshempfarm.com, just like it sounds, greenacreshempfarm.com. You'll be able to go see a little bit about it. Understand that when you manufacture the CBD, the CBD separate from THC is not illegal. Not illegal that I know of any of the states. But it is important that if you use CBD for medical application, you need to really understand what combinations it works best. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Captain Fritz.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Captain Fred. We're back. We're live right now at the Ghost Springs Farmers Market, and I hope that the sound's coming through okay, because there's a lot of ambient noise here. Sam, do you hear me okay, or is there everything working all right?
Fine.
All right, good. Well, the cannabis industry, or the hemp industry, has been struggling to, emerge from the disinformation more than anything else, and the black cloud of illegalization, and there's a lot of brave people that have tackled the bureaucracy to try to somehow establish a mainstream or at least maybe a more common perception of what marijuana actually is and how it does affect the human animal, and you know, the CBD is only part of the cannabinoid. I know that Jim manufactures a pain lotion, that a topical pain lotion that a lot of people are really interested in, or you're using quite a bit. I'm here standing here behind their stand here at the farmer's market, and there's an elderly couple that have just bought three bottles of a pain lotion. That's a hemp combination. But here's Jim. He's free for a minute here right now, and I'm going to ask him a few questions. Now, this is totally unprepared, but Jim, you've been in the hemp business for a few years. How long have you been doing?
Man, I've been growing hemp for about 3 years now.
3 years now?
Yes, sir.
How did you start?
Well, it started down in Florida. I was pretty much knotted up, disabled. I couldn't use my right arm. I've been on cortisone shots and pain pills for about 6 years. Seeing a doctor out of Tampa, Florida, and I started researching hemp oil, and so I actually got a hold of some hemp oil, and I took it for a couple weeks, and I started noticing a difference in my movements and my muscles and everything. So I took it for about 2 more months, and I pretty much totally healed myself. I am totally pain-free. I have no...
Well, so, yeah, I can understand how that might stimulate getting involved in the industry. And I know that there's a lot of people that have healed themselves that have gotten into this business.
Yes.
Because of the miracle that it did. It's not a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's a normal thing that most people should be able to take advantage
That's
of.
That's right.
But it seems like a miracle because we've been denied it for so long.
Exactly.
And the manufacturing of hemp... does more than just produce pharmaceuticals. You're producing hemp fiber, too, aren't you?
Yes, we're producing the fibers, and we're making, like, scrubbies for the shower and exfoliators and stuff. We're also doing hemp sandals, and we have hemp T-shirts as well. But you can pretty much make anything out of the fiber of hemp, including plastics.
Oh.
And yes, yeah, we could get rid of all the petroleum products and make plastics and everything out of hemp.
That sounds fantastic. You know, most of the people that's come here to your stand, I've noticed they're sampling your pain relief lotion that you have. Tell me about that.
All right. We have a lotion that's actually called a Limbo lotion. My wife got the name. Her name's Lisa. I'm Jimbo. So she got Limbo. But we're actually infusing with a high CBD medical hemp plant. And we're relieving pain, joint pain. We've pretty much relieved any kind of psoriasis. We've got three claims that people that get breakout in their shingles, they use our cream. It takes about 3 or 4 days, and they're starting to heal already. But it's just been wonderful, just wonderful.
I'm certainly a believer because I'm like you. I've healed myself by our own research on this thing. Well, what do you think the future is going to be for the hemp industry right now?
I am not sure what's going to happen, and I just hope that with the elections and everything going on that they continue to let us do it because this is where we need to be. I mean, we were here back in the 20s and 30s,
right.
And we need to get back to that, get back to
Do you think
natural.
There's a chance they may try to take us back?
I don't think they're going to. I think there's too many states that are going forward with it, and I think they're going to let it be a state-to-state thing. I don't know if they'll come right in and go, hey, it's going to be legal everywhere, but I believe they're going to let it continue to this state-by-state what they want to do with it.
It sure be interesting to see how... as people begin to understand and their friends begin to be healed by medical marijuana, by cannabis,
yes,
it's going to be interesting to see how people are awakened to this illusion of, I call it a black cloud over humanity, when it's probably the greatest hoax in humanity.
Yes.
Because it's something that humanity's been using for millennia.
Yeah.
And... We can't even own it.
Yeah, I know it, and it's crazy. I mean, Abraham Lincoln, he grew hemp just so he could fuel his oil lamps at night and stuff, you know, and they grew it in the White House at one time because they know how good it is as a medicine to take as a supplement compared to vitamins that you get nowadays.
They grew it in the White House?
They grew in the White House. I've got a book I've been reading on it. It's called The Great Book of Hemp. If anyone wants to know about hemp and the history and the truth, get The Great Book of Hemp. It is great. It's a great book. I just got it yesterday in the mail, so I've been reading it last night, but it's very, very educational reading about hemp.
Yeah. Well, you know, your website, I've already given your website out on the air here. It's greenacreshempfarm.com, and you have all these products here that you're selling on the website?
Yes, we do. We sell all our products online. We just started doing the tinctures. We're at about a 3% CBD level, but we'll have them online here pretty quick. And then we're doing the CBD oil pills, which they're curing the kids with the seizures, the Charlotte's Web. And we're
that's right. You told me that the strain that you're using for your oil is the Charlotte's Web.
Yes, it is a Charlotte's Web strain, and it is very incredible. We're up to in one milligram of our oil, we're at 137% CBD. And I got all the testing right here. But it's incredible what we're curing internally for people.
I have no doubt that you would be surprised.
Yes.
THC is more of a SSRI. It's a serotonin uplift. It's,
yes.
But it's not nearly as addictive as
yeah,
but you know that's not what you're working on. You're not working on the THC side. You're working on the oil and
CBD side of things. Yeah. So we have found that the CBDs are just incredible in curing a lot of ailments. And I just had a lady here today who has lupus, and she come back and get some more of my lotion. She said as soon as she puts that lotion on where her sore or she's hurting everything from the lupus, it takes it right away.
Lotion does?
Yes, it's incredible. And the guy over here at Homegrown Picosa, he just come over this morning. He's having all kinds of problems. He said the lotion instantly takes his pains away. It's very incredible, the feedback we're getting.
Well, see, I've not really been a particular fan of the topical CBDs or THC.
Yes.
I've felt that it's more of an internal thing. But, I've been spending a lot of time absorbing minerals at the hot springs, too, so... Who knows? I think that the research on it's still out. I think that we're going to have to keep a close eye on what these people that made marijuana and hemp illegal are going to try to do to us from now on.
Yep.
I think people are beginning to wake up. People are beginning to understand that we've been tricked.
Yes, that's right. And I tell you, I have a lot more people coming up to our booth this year understanding than last year. I mean, people want it this year. Last year, people were just like, oh, I don't know about that. But this year, people are coming and wanting the product. They're wanting to buy it.
I haven't asked you this question yet.
Okay.
What's the age group of most of your customers?
It's the elderly.
Elderly.
And the funny thing is the ones that are like in their 60s and 70s, I mean, I'm 52 now, so I'm getting up there. But every time I tell them, you know, it's fragrance-free, our lotion, no THC. They're like, darn. So, the majority are the older.
Well, you know what? In my experience, the CBD needs to be, if you're going to use it as an autoimmune system or something that works with the brain, you need to use THC with the CBD. So it delivers it to the area of the brain that you need.
That's right. We have found, sorry, I mean to cut you off, but we have found that adding a little THC to CBD seems to activate it much more than what it'll do with just CBD. Now, we're legal up to 0.3% THC, which that's not even enough to, if you could inhale a whole joint, you wouldn't even get high on it. But
my suggestion for people that are not in Colorado,
yes,
or Washington, or one of the states that THC is legal, they might order their CBD in attitude whatever sources of THC they may have available.
Exactly. And that is happening. I am getting orders from Texas and stuff that people are just ordering our CBD, and then they say they're getting their own THC somewhere, and they're putting a little bit with it, and they're getting much better results.
Exactly. That's what's important to be understood about the cannabinoids, because there's what, about 30 different cannabinoids?
Yeah, and there's like a THCA, you know, and a THC, and then a THCA is just kind of an acidic form of it, and that actually doesn't have any psycho effect. It doesn't get to the brain like THC does, yeah.
Yeah,
does that help the delivery of it to the brain, though, without the effects?
It does help with the delivery, but it's also, there's other medicine in that besides just THC. That A has just some other stuff in it that is good for you as well.
Good. Well, you know, I think that that next week we're going to try to continue this a little bit. I would like to suggest that if people have been studying this and have wanted to try CBD, that CBD is legal. The THC is the illegal part of it. If you're using it for joints or physical part of the body, then the pure CBD should be a good application, like if you have joint pain or things like that. But if you're suffering from one of the autoimmune system, you're not going to get much of a benefit from just the CBD by itself.
Yeah, you definitely need to mix a little THC with it.
And I always suggest people that when they use THC, and from what my experience has been, when you use THC and CBD as an autoimmune system, you have to consume quite a bit of it. And so don't be afraid of it. It's not going to hurt you. It's just like Jerry called from Chicago a while ago. Nobody's ever really been damaged by consumption of cannabis, or at least that we know of. So don't be afraid of it. And what you need to understand, too, is that take your time, read about it, talk to your friends about it, talk to your physician if you care about it, but most of the time they're not going to be encouraging the use of anything other than their pharmaceuticals. But, Jim, I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I hope next week you'll be back on.
I will be back on.
Fantastic.
Well, what do we do now? I mean, we've got things happening. People are beginning to understand that marijuana is not the demon weed. It's not the marijuana madness. It's a drug that has been used for millennium for the benefit of humanity that has been outlawed by a rogue faction of, I shouldn't say the government, rogue faction of humanity that's controlling things for their own greed and outright materialism. So I'm not really promoting the use of anything illegal. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm suggesting that if you want to experiment with some of these things, there's a lot of research that's available today. There's a lot of products that are available today legally. But like Mark Twain said, you have to study the laws carefully while you're young so that you can violate the laws wisely. I'm not suggesting you violate any laws. I'm suggesting that we need to understand that the system that that I guess dispenses care now has been co-opted. And with that, I'd like to praise the medical professionals, because the other day I was in a situation where there was an elderly lady that passed out due to the heat, and a friend was with me that was a nurse practitioner, Paula. I'm going to mention her name, but this woman was a lifelong medical professional, EMS nurse, and she has an interest in what's happening with the medical profession and with medical marijuana, medical cannabis. Well, this lady sprang up, and it came to me almost as and enlightenment, that her what she brought to this situation was a real compassion and a real desire to help people. And I believe that that's the main reason that most of the medical profession are being involved in it. They want to help people. So let's not condemn the professionals in the medical industry right now. We need to understand that they've been co-opted the same as the medical marijuana or medical cannabis has been co-opted. It's been made illegal. And what's happened when it's been made illegal is that the same people that has made it illegal also probably benefit from the illegal nature of it. So, I don't know where to go from this, but this is Captain Fred, and this is 1-800-313-9443. I hope this has been a little bit entertaining so far. I've been a little bit off the cuff. I'm not really sure how connected all the information we put through here today's been, but if you'd like to come in and I'd like to hear from some people that have been using CBD, has been using the THC.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Well,
Well, this has been a kind of a different show today. I kind of like the direction it's going to. It helps to helps to lay a foundation for some of the things that we really need to be discussing on RBN. I know that Dr. Deagle has a lot of ideas of alternative medicine, and I have to agree with him on most everything that he feels. And I think that this medical marijuana, the medical CBD, needs to be looked at very carefully. You need to understand it. And the quote that I made earlier about Mark Twain, I don't have my notes in front of me, and I quote things differently. Sometimes I quote Twain. It's not actually Twain, but he said to study the laws wisely while you're young, so you could break them wisely while you're old. I believe that's the quote. But what I'd like to try to add to that is that you need to study the laws of man while you're young so that you can break the laws of man wisely. And I'm not suggesting that you do. All I'm saying that if you do, be smart about it. Don't act like an idiot. Use it for what you truly intend it for. The research is there. There's plenty of it. It cures. It doesn't cure. It helps. It helps a lot of people. A lot of people are finding relief in it. I know that the number of supporters is almost like a quantum expansion of awareness. And hopefully with some, persistence with this topic, we can begin to open this up as a topic that everybody understands. Like I say, and like Jimbo says, most of the people that are coming to medical marijuana now are not the young people. It's the elderly, the people that have been let down by the medical industrial complex, the people that have been enslaved by it more than that. So study hard. You know, look at the numbers. Talk to people that's had experience. Don't be afraid. It's not going to hurt you, other than if you're doing something stupid with it, like operating equipment, operating automobiles. You shouldn't do that. My suggestion, if you decide to use any of the combinations of cannabis for whatever else you use it, that you use it at night before you go to bed. Use it at night before you go to bed. So with that being said, we'll be back next week. It's Captain Fred, RBN Network. Adios.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.